Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
9:48, 12 until 10 o'clock. A lot going on. Noel Norman's going to be out at Jazz Fest. We'll check in with him in a minute. He's got a full show planned for you. In case you missed the code word, it's LANYAP. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter that. Our draft coverage continues today at 4 o'clock. Draft First Take with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. And then at 6, WWLTrainSouth.com. Draft Fest continues at Hooters on Metairie on Vets. Then tomorrow it starts at 9 o'clock. Jeff and Charlie Draft First Take, and you can meet up with Team WWL at Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. So a big weekend. Also a big weekend for LSU baseball. You'll be able to hear them take on Tennessee tonight on The Bet, 1350 AM and 92.9 FM. And with that, we welcome in, wow, a lot going on, Jeff Palermo. How you doing, Jeff?
Thanks a lot, Tommy, for squeezing me in. There is a lot going on. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about, Tuesday night. Look, I'm not saying anything inappropriate here because I heard the university president say it. My kid went there to Bobby Hebert U, Northwestern State University. It's Fork'em Demons, and LSU did get forked indeed on Tuesday night. What happened?
Yeah, just a really embarrassing loss on Tuesday. LSU went out there with a unique lineup, I'll say that. They had Jared Jones, who's been, their starting first baseman for the the last 2.5 years. And they
Hey, turn my Wi-Fi off. See battery.
I don't know what happened here. We had a little phone problem. Jeff, are you there? Nope. 9:50, 10 till 9. Times like this, I'll go ahead and tell a story that I always tell about a guy that takes skydiving lessons, and they tell him, look, here's the deal. You go to the airport, and you get on the plane, and then they're going to take you up in the sky, and you pull a first ripcord. And if that doesn't work, pull a second ripcord, and then there'll be a truck waiting to take you back. And the guy does all that. He gets in the plane, jumps out, and he pulls the first ripcord, and nothing happens. And then he pulls the second ripcord and nothing happens. And as he's hurtling toward the ground at a high rate of speed, he says, I'll bet that truck's not going to be there either. Let me do this before we go to Newell Norman. Tim, if you can turn this computer on, is it up? Working this? Let's do a quick version of the Who Are You game. I do this whenever we have technical issues. There are no prizes. It's strictly for bragging rights, if you will. It's not a competition. It's an exhibition. We'll be back with Jeff Palermo in a bit. But meanwhile, you can tell me, who is this? All right, there you go. Who's that? 504-260-1870 if you want to play. I think we have Jeff Palermo back now. Do we, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy, can you hear me?
I can. Tell me what LSU's facing with Tennessee this weekend.
They're facing a really good team. This is one of the best teams in the country. Of course, the defending national champs. And tonight's pitching matchup is going to be absolutely terrific. You got Cade Anderson going for LSU, Liam Doyle for Tennessee. Liam Doyle is probably a top five pick in the Major League Baseball draft this summer. Tennessee is a team that, the way Jay Johnson described them, big arms and big bats. They hit a bunch of home runs. Now, they're kind of going through a little bit of a funk, too, just like LSU. They lost their last two games against Kentucky, only scored 3 runs in the last 2 games of that series. They did win their midweek game, but they really haven't been the same team since getting swept a couple weeks ago in a doubleheader to Texas A&M. So both of these teams, I kind of feel like, are going through a little bit of a midseason, I don't want to say a slump, but, they're not clicking on – both teams are not clicking on all cylinders at the moment, so – it'll be a very interesting series because they're both national title contenders. This has become a rivalry. Of course, Tennessee beat LSU 4 times last year after LSU beat Tennessee in the College World Series twice in 2023. So you're talking about two of the top programs in the country, and both teams have elite talent. So it should make for a very interesting weekend at the box.
For people still worried about Tuesday night, that was just a one-off, just bad day at BlackRock?
I think it was just a bad day at the office. It was a, and I don't know how much you caught me in the last segment, Tommy, but it was, they put out a lineup that they don't normally put out. So it left them vulnerable defensively. Jared Jones, who's normally your first baseman, playing at third base, and he commits two errors. And then Northwestern State, after a 90-minute weather delay, comes out and scores six runs in the first, in the third inning after the rain delay, and LSU never able to get back into the game. And it was just one of those bad nights. I mean, it was a really a rough night, but you're still talking about a team that's what, 37-8, something like that, 35. And it, you know, one of the best teams in the country, a team that right now seems fairly secure for a top eight national seed in the tournament. So we'll see how they respond. These next three weekends, really, you're going to tell the story for what LSU will be facing in the postseason.
Thank you, Jeff Palermo. Appreciate it. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. He's got a nice story up at WWL.com. That was Brian Cox, by the way, a.k.a. Logan Roy, if you're wondering who it was. 9:54, quick break. We'll find out what Newell's got going on out at Jazz Fest today here on WWL.